Hello, welcome to the Snap UK. We're here, we're back in the doghouse.
Hey!
We've almost, well, we've got more than half people here.
We've got the important people here.
We say that every week.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that you and John?
So,
last week it was the creme de la creme.
It was, yeah.
Really? Who else turned up?
It was just two of us.
Oh, fuck you. Griff's, you know, it's the week before Christmas. He's basically, I think, trying to make sure that he can finish on time. And Paul,
He always finishes early.
I was going to say, yeah.
At least he finishes. That's all that matters to him.
It's a new relationship. It won't last long.
But yeah,
soon
he'll be spending £1,300 on a mattress and wishing he hadn't.
He's not a fucking mug.
Say that. He'll never had a bad back like Jim, will he?
Well, how is the back?
It's getting there. Slow but sure. It's more into the legs now.
Okay.
If I laugh too hard, it hurts, so we should be fine tonight.
Yeah. You're in good cover. Paul, we've not heard from him. We assume he's in the realm.
Probably shitting in a field somewhere, isn't he?
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year.
Well, it's either him or you that's
I don't shit in fields. I
mean, you shat in his living room.
Oh, that was nasty, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, should we go into the news?
No context.
Yeah.
Go to the news.
Brandon Staley's gone.
At last.
Finally got to be more original with who's got the hottest seat.
I know, yeah. Tied. I mean, the most obvious news it has happened.
I'm sort of surprised he didn't last the season. I never thought the Chargers were that type of organisation. Obviously, 100% thought he'd go.
It's like putting our group. But when your head coach becomes a meme, yeah, when all he is a meme and he's got no authority at all left anywhere.
What's the point of getting rid of him now? Like,
because
upheaval.
I think you could have gone to the end of the season if you didn't have a 63-point loss to the Raiders.
Yeah.
Where, as a defensive coach...
Do you know what I would say? Financially, it would probably be a problem because I don't think people would be turning up to watch that team after that. Whereas you get a new coach. Yeah, but you say that. New coach. I don't know.
I'm just going to look how much tickets to
watch. They can't be as bad as that Panthers game.
It was raining that day as well. But yeah, I mean...
Raining that day. Raining
it
shit.
It just raining. It was raining.
It was horrible.
It looked horrible. And the scoreline wasn't much better. But yeah, I thought they might hang on. And that backup quarterback, nothing else to play for. What's the point in...
People are going to turn up to this game this weekend because they are playing the Bills.
Everyone loves a comedy.
But...
Isn't it... Hang on, it's Monday night, isn't it? No.
No.
It's prime time, isn't it?
It's Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday.
We've got Saturday games again.
Yeah, Saturday games again. There's a load.
My wife is not enjoying it. She's like, every time she wants to watch a Christmas movie, I'm like, there is NFL on tonight.
Yeah.
And the next time, I'm like, there is NFL on again tonight. And I was like, on Christmas Day, there's NFL.
There's NFL from like 6 until like 4 in the morning. So, yeah.
Sounds great.
But yeah, basically, if you want to go, $35 to watch the Bills.
That's not too bad.
The Chargers, but yeah, it might be just because it's Christmas, or Saturday before Christmas, and it's the other side of the country, so even the Bills fans might not travel. But still, I think the final nail in the coffin was, just moribund performance against the.
It was bad.
It was awful, wasn't it? I mean, hilariously bad.
Yeah. How do you concede 60-odd points to a team that last week couldn't score a point?
Yeah. Didn't even miss a field goal. Like, it was just nothing.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
If you're going to lose to them, you lose to them. But that defence, I tell you, that's got to be one of the most overhyped and biggest underperforming group of well-played players for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That honestly... Some big names that have gone on to achieve nothing. Joey Bosa, Derwin James.
Khalil Mack.
These players are getting paid fucking hundreds of millions of pounds.
Don't forget they're still paying most of JC Jackson's
contract. That's what I'm saying. They're just...
As well, yeah.
you know, it's the sort of team that our mate Steve would choose because he knows all their names from Madden. Yeah, so it's like I'll just plug in this player, I'll plug in that player, and they've never worked as a unit. Just never worked as a unit. It's where all their money is.
$21 million next year for J.C. Jackson.
Yeah.
To not play for the
their receiving core is aging. Mike Williams aging. You know, you've got Keenan Allen's aging. They're still good players, but they're aging. Eckler's.
They spent the number one pick on a wide receiver who hasn't produced.
Eckler's about to hit free agency, isn't he?
Yep.
This year.
It's just generally not very good.
He's not been good this year.
The offensive line's terrible. Like you say, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack. They were good players. I don't think they are anymore. There's
not for what they're getting paid.
You've always been able to run against the Chargers as well. There's nothing in the middle of that line. There's no linebackers. Yeah, they've got Derwin James, and he's still good, but that's you're clinging on, aren't you?
Well, yeah. He has to do so much because once you get past Mack and Bosa, who Bosa's never fucking there.
Yeah, because he's injured.
Always injured. Mack can't do everything. You get it over Mack.
So he's getting older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derwin James can't do it all.
Well, it was 3 years since Khalil Mack was a force, isn't it?
Yeah.
Three years at the Bears?
Yeah.
Maybe more, four. Probably 4 years.
He went to the Raiders, didn't he?
He was at the Raiders.
He was at the Raiders, and went awful. To the Bears.
Yeah, had a good first year at the Raiders. At the Bears.
At the Bears, yeah.
And then...
People found him out.
And it was like... He helped Robert Quinn have a bizarre statistical season. Like,
yeah,
he was
yeah.
a good player. But... Like when he moved to the Chargers, people were like, "Oh, this could be not the final piece, but this is huge."
Good piece, yeah.
And it's not really, you know.
And look, some of that is on. Well, a lot of that is on the coaching because you've got coaches across the league doing more with less. Like Shane Steichen at the Colts, for example. Like you look at those two teams. You look at the Colts and you look at the Chargers on paper. You're like.
Yeah, but I just think it's all just celebrity names.
Yeah,
I don't think actually the talent isn't as good as the names suggest.
You said if you were picking a Madden game, Madden squad. Well, I'm gonna pick the Chargers. I'm not gonna pick the Colts because you know Gardner Minshew a quarterback. Yeah. Running back is
they've got DeForest Buckner, who I've still got a bit of a man crush on.
Yeah, I'm not saying they haven't got a good player, but apart from that,
he's elite. Elite.
Yeah, but name another defender on the card.
I don't want to. I only love DeForest Buckner.
Anyway, the point stands. Shane Steichen's doing more with less.
Yeah.
Have they got too, like, caught up on the idea of trying to sell the fact that they're in LA? So they've bought these big names who passed it. Like,
I just think they hired the wrong person.
I think they probably thought they were in win now.
Yeah.
With Herbert being, what, 3 years into his... NFL career, three or four.
He's now got a new contract.
Yeah. So
he's not in that rookie.
So I think last year, I think it was more last year, they thought they were in win now. Like, we're in a point where we should be challenging for the Super Bowl. And it's never quite worked out. And then they've just ended up with all these players on the roster getting paid a lot of money. They're not going to be keen to move anywhere, are they? So, you know, can you cut them? If you can't cut them, it's like what the Browns have done with Deshaun Watson. They've just fucked themselves.
Yeah.
You know, we'll spend $250 million on somebody who will probably hardly ever play. True, though, isn't it?
It is. I mean,
the guy's going to sit there smoking cigars, reading the Playboy, right? For the next fucking four years until they can afford to gut him, laughing at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a bad deal.
We'll pay Joe Flacco $400,000 to come in and fucking, and like, well, he's only 38. Like, what's the difference between him and Stafford? You know, well, he's more of a gunslinger. He's going to make more mistakes, but he's fucking won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, the whole
not going to go that wrong, are you?
We'll get into Flacco. I mean,
can get into Flacco all you like, mate. Because treat yourself.
I will because he's been absolutely balling out. I love it.
Wrong turn of words to that conversation.
But I'm trying to just how long has Khalil Mack got in his contract?
Doesn't matter, cut him.
He's signed until the end of 2024. So another year.
Cut him. They've fired the GM as well, Tom Telesco, who's just as at fault as Brandon Staley for this whole mess. They're going into next year $40 million over the cap the way it stands at the moment, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
this should be, you've got Herbert on a long-term contract, providing you're one of the people that thinks Herbert is the real deal, I am, get rid of everyone else and just build around him. Like, bring in a head coach who is going to work with Herbert, that Herbert wants to work with as well, so he should be part of, you know, the hiring committee, for want of a better word, and bring in someone that he can work with, and then a GM who's then going to build around him.
I am yet to be convinced.
I know, you and Paul, I think, are the same. But
I mean, you're wrong, but it's fine. But yeah, no.
I'm not saying he's terrible. I'm not sure he's, you know, as good as people say. But, you know, it might be coaching. We'll see. But, you know, again, how many times have we seen amazing quarterbacks with less talented players do more?
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. Go back to the Colts again.
It comes down to coaching, doesn't it?
It does. It does come down to coaching, but it still also comes down to decision-making on the field.
Yep.
And eventually you have to question that. Because he's been in game-winning positions and not won as well. He still throws probably, I don't know, he still makes a few too many mistakes, but, you know.
I don't see it myself. I think...
Well, you don't. You love him, don't you?
I do love him. But, yeah, I think, like, people who make more mistakes than him, you're looking at Josh Allen, like Tua, and these are all elite quarterbacks who... Stafford.
But they also make more plays.
I don't think they do. Sure Allen might do. Tua done.
No.
Stafford don't anymore.
No.
And he's coming off 2 years off a Super Bowl. So, like, I
you don't think Tua makes more plays than Justin Herbert does?
No.
Yeah. See, I'm not sure about that.
See, I think Tua's very good at getting... He's very lucky that he's got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who can run past the quickest defenders in the world. I mean... Like, Tua could run past you in a phone box. He's brilliant, but...
I think if you put Herbert on that Dolphins team...
Yeah.
I think you'd get even more out of both of them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure his decision-making's as good as people think it is. But there we go. That's my opinion. Well, we're not going to have a Herbert off.
That's fine.
We'll wait till the end of the season. It'll be one of our...
I think the scheme and the play calling in charge has been shit.
Has been for years. Even the new...
We haven't done a cube quarterback ranking for ages, though, have we?
Start of the season, we did one.
So but ages.
Ages, yeah. especially because
roughly
I think...
15 weeks.
roughly 78% of the season.
But, three quarters of them now won't be in that ranking because they're all injured?
Yeah. Like a lot of injuries.
Crazy, so, it? Yeah. I put it here. What is Staley's legacy in LA? Because when he came in, the stats nerds loved him because he is so... Like, he was so into...
Didn't he make loads of terrible decisions at, like, managing the clock and timeouts and...
I don't think he'll ever get over the Raiders game where they were both teams were playing for a draw.
Yeah.
And he took a timeout.
Yeah.
So the Raiders...
Kicked a field goal.
Used it and kicked a field goal and knocked them out of the playoffs. And you're like... At the biggest moments, he's been... Absolutely lacking.
You're right. His clock management was terrible.
It was terrible.
Didn't they hire someone to help
assist? Experienced coach. Yeah.
I mean, that should be the
was
first.
Was it Anthony Lynn? Because that doesn't count.
That should be the first one. But I mean, yeah, they had Anthony Lynn beforehand.
Yeah.
Then they went to Staley. Two defensive coaches in a row. Got to change it up.
Yeah. I've got here from, this is from The Athletic, the candidates to replace him. There's a few. So, Ben Johnson, he was the Lions offensive coordinator.
He'll be the hottest candidate in the market and have his pick of any job that he wants. So why would you go to the Chargers?
Herbert.
I think there'll be better opportunities. But
Dan Quinn.
Literally, when you said that, I know we were on a podcast, but I actually had my head in my hands, didn't I?
But when you look at the other teams that are going to be available, you know, what other offense is going to be available that has a quarterback?
Would you have Herbert or CJ Stroud?
Well, isn't he? That's not available, though, is it?
That no, job's I'm just not saying, gonna... how good is Herbert? So would you have Herbert or CJ Stroud?
Well, one's done it for...
Which one did you have?
One's done it for three quarters of a season.
I'd have
Herbert.
That's not the question, is it?
I'd have Herbert over CJ Stroud.
I'd go Herbert as well.
I'd have CJ Stroud in a heartbeat.
Then you're just using recency bias. It doesn't fucking count.
I think CJ Stroud's done things that Justin Herbert's never done. He's not that mobile a quarterback, is he, Herbert?
I think they're similar quarterbacks. Yeah. I think Herbert is better than Stroud. I think next season will be the test of Stroud.
Yeah.
Because
currently he's RG3.
It's always the same with good quarterbacks. He's not, they have a good first season. The second season they get found out.
There we go. We've got a difference of opinion, haven't we, boys?
Shock.
Yeah.
Go on, keep going then.
But yeah, so Dan Quinn, defensive corner. Bill Belichick, he's available. He keeps getting mentioned.
I'm not sure he'll be available.
Oh, shut up.
No, I think they might bring in a GM.
Yeah, they'll bring in a GM, which means he won't be available. But
no, but I think he might still be at the Patriots.
Ah, no, he's done. They're going to clean house.
I'm not so sure.
That's the rumour mill is now saying
GM.
He's going to stay and they're bringing a GM.
That's a mistake.
Jim Harbaugh. Well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh.
Out of, back from Michigan. Frank Smith, who's the Dolphins offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore, who is currently the offensive coordinator.
Who does not want the job.
That's telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't want it, did he?
No.
Because he's a pussy. And because he also fucked up. Like, remember Kellen Moore, what he did for the Cowboys against the Niners?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I'd be moving from Staley to Kellen Moore.
He didn't want the interim job.
No, he didn't want the interim job. No.
But that makes sense if you're sitting there going, Eastern Stick shit.
Yeah.
I get that, but yeah, it's a bit of a pussy move.
Mike McDonald, who's Ravens defensive coordinator, Thomas Brown, who is the Panthers offensive coordinator.
God, no.
They wanted him for the offensive coordinator
position. You got any odds for this? What odds is it for Jeff?
I don't have any odds.
Jeff from Sky Sports.
For Jeff Reinhold?
Yeah.
2-1.
And who's the big guy with the hair that used to be on Sky?
Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan. What are the odds on Rex Ryan, John?
4-1.
Oh, I love it. Jeff Fisher?
None. No. Raheem Morris from the Rams, Jim Schwartz from the Browns, Shane Waldron from the Seahawks.
That I like.
Drew Petsing from the Cardinals and Brian Callahan from the Bengals. Though none of them are...
They're not like, woo, are they?
No, nothing's too exciting.
Everyone will want Jim Harbaugh back. I think there's quite a few.
If he goes,
that's what I mean. I think they will.
Oh, yeah, he'll walk into a job in the NFL if he goes.
If he wins it, will he go?
I think he's...
He was tempted a couple of years ago. He nearly came back.
Well, I think he used the NFL to try and get a new contract for Michigan. Everything that's gone on in Michigan and the college game for him, I think he might be...
Might be the time
might
to get out.
Might be the time for him to...
Didn't he want... Was it Chicago?
Yeah,
he's got linked to it. Didn't he want to go back to Chicago? Well, they wanted to try and use that to get him back, didn't they?
He
played for Chicago, didn't he?
Yeah. It was all a bit weird when he last interviewed because basically he came away from it and then claimed he was never going to come back to the NFL. But of course...
Was the Broncos? Did he interview the Broncos before they hired the bald bollock?
Yeah. They turned down him for Hackett. But because they thought they were getting... Rodgers.
Out of that list, Ben Johnson, if they can get him, or I'd go with Shane Waldron, the Seahawks head coach.
Yeah. I think
what he's done in Seattle, again, with a limited quarterback, what he could do with a decent quarterback, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good shout.
But yeah, what they need to do is make sure, once again, that it's in line with the GM. I think if you get the back office in order.
Yeah.
But that's easier said than done.
That's so often proved.
Yeah, we'll come on to the jobs at the end of the season. So, playoff roundup, because it's the business end of the season. We're not going to mention too many shit teams now. So, in the NFC, three teams are already in the playoffs.
Wee.
So, the 49ers, they have tightened their grip on the NFC. And at the moment, season finishes now, the conference goes through San Francisco. This week, they easily beat the Cardinals. No point mentioning the game, really.
5-0 in the division. Sweep the division.
Yeah.
We've got left to play. It must be the Rams. We played the Seahawks twice. So.
Yeah. And so yeah, you have the NFC West title.
We're not going to talk about the Niners.
I mean, is there,
I think we've
new?
Talked about them enough, haven't we?
Yeah, they're just they continue being imperious.
I'm sure you've all been enjoying my stream of Brock Purdy screenshots I've been putting in the group the this week with some of the stats. You know, so I saw a new one today, which I liked. So they're all saying he's this dink and doink quarterback. Yeah. Rare positivity from me around the 49ers and our quarterback, isn't it? It's strange.
Are you no longer Shanahan out?
I might have bought a shirt. No, I haven't bought a shirt. I haven't bought a shirt. Just wanted to see Jim's face. But so he has had the 32nd most passing attempts.
You gave us this stat last week.
But the second most passing yards.
Yep.
I think that's quite impressive.
It is.
So... And even his yards after carry numbers were actually quite small.
Ah, that was the stat you gave us.
Gave you a different one, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I did the other two stats.
Yeah.
Which you obviously ignored. But yeah, let's round that up. Least passing attempts.
Yep.
Second most passing yards. And everyone's like, oh, it's yards after catch.
Yeah.
I think it's like 49% of his of his yards become yards after catch, which is less than what Patrick Mahomes and
it was Tua and a load of others
in previous MVP seasons.
I'm all in on Purdy. I think he's brilliant.
Although I am now also starting to get on the CMC for MVP train.
I am as well. I think Purdy's been brilliant.
We've been saying this since week four.
Yeah,
I know, but like I think Purdy's had a great season. But I think a lot of it is because of McCaffrey.
It does help.
And I did like the other one that I saw as well, which is the 49ers being the first team to ever have two players that got five receiving and five rushing touchdowns in the same season ever.
Yeah.
So basically, CMC and Debo, you've got literally like wide backs and back wides everywhere.
Back wides. Move us on.
I think you had that wobble, didn't you? Like 3-week wobble.
Yeah.
And I think that also coincided with Trent Williams being injured. Basically, as long as he's fit,
just run the ball left, don't you?
Yeah,
all the time.
It is what you
left.
Do. Yeah. So elsewhere, the Cowboys got beat by the Bills. A resurgent Bills.
They didn't get beat.
They got thumped.
Got fucked.
It was done at halftime. Really, despite the fact that how many yards did Josh Allen?
94.
Yeah.
7 for 15. 94 yards on a touchdown.
Did you see him in the press conference?
Yeah.
He was like, when you're on a school project and you get an A, but you feel like you've done nothing. That's how I feel today.
Fair.
Yeah. But they didn't need him because they let James Cook. That's what he said.
Just like the Packers, isn't they? You know.
I saw that.
Soft in the middle. It's like when the Niners beat the Packers all the time in the playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah.
We just run the ball straight at the middle of them.
The pass rush is...
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing.
The Cowboys, every team can run against them. Like I think the Cardinals ran for 222 yards against them. It's one of their losses.
So when we beat them in the playoffs, that's all we'll do.
It doesn't bode well when you've got to play 49ers with that running game.
And next week, it's the Dolphins with A-Chan and Mostert. Like, that is...
What we agreed, A-Chain.
Well, yeah, A-Chain.
Mostert's had a ridiculous season.
20 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But it's mad to think he was also on the Niners.
31 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for a running back, that is ancient.
So the Cowboys got the Dolphins, then they got the Lions as well.
We could do with them beating the Lions. Losing to the Dolphins, beating the Lions. That would be quite nice, that would.
I don't think you need to worry.
Well, we want the number one seed.
Oh no! But I don't think you need to worry about
that.
I think
by then we could have it the right things are going.
Yeah, but luckily for the Cowboys, the Eagles also lost. They lost to Drew Lock and his Seahawks.
That's embarrassing.
See, not great. And Hurts questions like the commitment of the Eagles, which is not great. Like,
their defense isn't as good.
No, the defense is.
I was thinking about this. Thinking about the Eagles as a team, and we all raved about Sirianni in those first couple of years, and he did a great job. Don't get me wrong. Is it Sirianni in the first couple of years, or was it Steichen and Gannon? Because they've both had good seasons. Gannon not as good at the Cardinals, but I actually think Cardinals have probably been better than some of the results. They've both gone. Sirianni's hired two new coordinators. One who's now being shuffled off to the booth in place of Matt Patricia, and they're not. Sorry, but they're not playing as well this year. They've got a good record.
It's not easy, is it?
It's still 10-4.
When you play well, you lose all your coordinators. Yeah, Shanahan's managed it very well, but he's lost fucking loads of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
You look at the Chiefs' offense this year; it's fucking shit. Now, how much of that's about Bieniemy?
Yeah.
So all the players used to say that Bieniemy worked him like a fucking dog, and they used to get a bit upset because he was really hard on them. Well, this year Bieniemy's not there, and the Chiefs' offense. You can talk about Andy Reid all you like. It's not as good, is it?
No.
Players dropping catches, fucking all sorts of, all the time. So,
look,
it's not easy, is it? These are key pieces.
McVay, like, he loses pieces every year, but, you know, he's able to bring them through. But also, McVay and Shanahan have this, you know, they also take a lot of the responsibility for their offense. You know, so... Yeah, maybe, but they're still 10-4. So I'm not going down on Sirianni just yet. But
they're definitely not.
They're not
the same. Yeah. Not the same as last year's Eagles, who are just dominating everyone.
And how many divisions? AJ Brown's got quiet.
Yeah. So they've got you this weekend. Is that their last divisional game?
No, they've got twice.
You twice, right?
So they're fine.
So, but that means, you know, so two of those wins will have been against the Commanders.
Yeah.
Or the,
which is like a knife through butter. So that's you know, that's easy as fucking anything, isn't it?
Mm. I think.
They got the Giants, Cardinals, Giants. So that's your three wins.
And I think have they got the tie break anyway? Because
yes, I think they do.
So they have that over the Cowboys anyway.
They can't do, can they? Because the Cowboys are ahead of them. Cowboys just beat them up, right, didn't they? 2 weeks ago.
No, I think Gary might be right. They're currently listed as second in the division.
Oh, there you go.
And Dallas are above them, both with 10-4 records.
Yeah.
So they
So I said my piece on Nick Sirianni. Jalen Hurts. I have been complimentary of Jalen Hurts of late.
Yeah. And since then, he's been shit.
He's been distinctly average these last few weeks. And especially on Monday night, he looks shit.
A certain Mr. Bosa said that they have put the book out there of how to beat the Eagles, yeah? And that was not trying to sack Jalen Hurts.
Contain him. Yeah.
Because if you make him stay in the pocket and the ball doesn't come out quick, AJ Brown was complaining about how long routes are taking to develop, how quickly the ball's coming out, because he's much better from broken play, isn't he?
You were saying about decision-making earlier. I don't think his decision-making is all that good. There are plenty of times he's run the ball where receivers are open.
Yeah.
He should be throwing it to them. Like he is a great runner of the ball. I'm not going to deny that.
And the Eagles, but, the defense, they miss Hargrave.
Yeah.
He was one of their most dynamic players. That's a big loss.
Yeah.
I don't think they are as dynamic in defense this year as they were last year. Last year, their defense was ridiculous.
Dominant.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely dominant. Everyone on the defensive line had either 10 sacks or a lot. As a group, they also had the most sacks.
Most ever, yeah.
Yeah, and it was... They'd rotate players in. You'd be like, "All right, fuck Hargreaves. Yeah. Oh, here comes Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
I know he's older, but he's still a threat, at least for kind of one, two downs. And I don't think they've got that. I haven't got that strength and depth anymore. And like I said, I don't think the coaching's as good anymore. So yeah, they've had a good season. They'll go on and win another three games, and they'll be right in the mix. But Eagles 49ers in the championship game, I'd be quietly confident.
Well, they may well have a. They probably will avoid the Cowboys, won't they? They're probably going to end up playing the Lions.
Depends. It's out of these two teams, Eagles and Cowboys, one of them is probably going to be playing the lowest. Whichever one of those goes into wild card, they'll be the highest wild card seed.
Yeah.
So they'll play the lowest division winner, which will be from the NFC South.
Yeah, so the Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd probably still fancy both those teams against the Bucks.
Yeah. I kind of like the Bucks at the moment. But yeah. I've just looked it up. They go, according to Pro Football Talk, if they finish on the same record, it goes, they've both taken a game off each other.
Yeah.
It goes down to strength of schedule, which is the Eagles have had a stronger schedule than the Cowboys. So they'd overtake them on strength on the tiebreak. But that could be
only at the end of the season.
Only at the end of the season. At the moment, yeah. So yeah, that's how tight it's going to be. But yeah, but they've both got the
Cowboys got a tough run. Well,
the Eagles should overtake them this week when they beat the Giants, and the Cowboys lose to the Dolphins.
And then the Cowboys then have the Lions.
Yeah. That's important for the Cowboys to try and get that second spot though, because
you need to play,
they're
good
at AT&T. They're not so good elsewhere.
No. And that's it. It needs to go through Dallas if they've got to stand a chance. So behind them, so the Lions are at 10-4.
They're pretty much in.
Halt their recent slide. Basically, if they win this week, they're in. Winning in for them. I think they can still possibly lose.
I think they only need to win one game and they're in.
Yeah.
Either as a wild card or the divisional winners. Yeah.
And behind them we have the Bucks, the Vikings, and the Rams. So we teams you mentioned. Just outside, so at 7-7, we have the Seahawks and the Saints.
Yeah.
Someone has to win the NFC South.
I hope it's the Bucks. They've got the best all round squad.
I
think it will be the Bucks.
I think Baker's got himself a contract as well. He's a half decent player, isn't he? He's not amazing. He's
in the NFC South. He's fine,
but you know,
fuck off. But in the NFC South, he's perfectly fine, because if you're playing the Panthers, the Saints, the Falcons, you're gonna look good.
And the rest of it's pretty dross.
Packers at 6-8. The Packers. Matt LaFleur had never lost in December until this year, when he's lost to the Giants and the Bucks.
We're all just about getting on the Jordan Love train.
I'm still on the Jordan Love train. I thought he was good this week. The Packers' defense is appalling.
Yeah.
Some of the worst defense.
Baker Mayfield, the first opposing quarterback to have a perfect QBR.
At Lambeau,
yeah.
It's been a long time they've been playing football at Lambeau, and they've had some pretty good quarterbacks getting into that stadium.
Yep. And a guy comes in from Tampa in December and balls out. And he just never looked under pressure. You know, it helps when you've got Chris Godwin and Mike Evans.
Other teams have been there with decent wide receivers.
Yes, no excuse.
In the NFC, outside of the Lions, Eagles, Cowboys and 49ers, it's basically a load of dross.
It's appalling.
Which is what we said at the start of the season. So, you know, there's nowhere near as much quality in the NFC at the moment, which is rare. But it's,
I don't know. I think there's, I mean, I agree with you.
The Vikings' defense is great, but the offense has fallen apart by injury.
I don't think on the other side, on the AFC, I don't think there's I don't even think there's a leading contender.
No. I still suggest there's only four good teams in the NFL right now.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
Four good teams.
49ers, Cowboys, Ravens, Dolphins. Everyone else, I can't see getting to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I think you've still got to put the Chiefs in there.
Bills on form at the moment.
Yeah, Bills.
Yeah.
The last two wins.
Two wins of the 14 games.
Yeah.
They've been great.
They're still at 8-6, the Bills.
I'm just saying there's only four great teams.
Personally, I think there's only one great team.
Don't, Jim. Don't start it.
It's the Cowboys.
it's fucking not. maybe if they're playing someone with a shit record, then yeah, they're fine. But yeah, otherwise.
In AT&T.
Yeah. It's very specific, great.
Yeah. And the other team have lost their starting quarterback.
Exactly, yeah. So not eliminated, but let's admit they're eliminated. Bears and Giants are still technically on the bubble at 5-9, but yeah.
How is that possible?
It's a longer season, that's all.
Yeah. So let's move to the AFC. Only one team's qualified, the Ravens. They easily beat the Jags this week.
I was disappointed. Not disappointed by the fact that they won. I'm just disappointed by the fact that the Jags have massively fallen off.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Christian Kirk's out injured. He's had a good year.
Lawrence isn't properly fit. Yeah,
Isn't properly fit.
And Lawrence is in the concussion protocol.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And Etienne, he's a very mobile back, but he's not very,
very
big.
Hot and cold as well, isn't he?
Not very big. Yeah. He doesn't get a lot of rushing yards. So if they can't get him going on the edge, then he just doesn't achieve a lot.
Yeah.
So when that stalls, it just doesn't really work for him. So they need a bit of help at running back, I think. That 1-2 punch isn't really there. So yeah.
They brought in like Tank Bigsby in the draft.
I knew you were going to go back to Bigsby.
That's not done anything, has it?
No.
So behind them,
just to say, actually on the other side, Keaton Mitchell, the Ravens running back, who's been really good, is now out for the season.
Yeah.
And they're back down to Gus Edwards and Justice Hill. Why can't they keep a good running back fit?
I don't know. It seems an absolutely cursed position in Baltimore. The last one they kept fit got pulled out because of a suspension, didn't he? When he hit that woman in a...
Ray Rice.
I was wondering if you were going there.
Like, literally the last one that wasn't injured. Behind them, so the Dolphins... have the 2 seed, they're at 10-4. This week they easily beat the Jets.
They are. I know that when we say they're flat track bullies sometimes, but I really enjoy watching them.
They're so fun, aren't they?
Entertainment.
Yeah.
And they smashed the Jets without Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Didn't even he was a game time decision, yeah. They're just like, nah, it's the Jets.
Yeah.
Don't need him.
It was ridiculous. Me and Jim were playing each other in 2 fantasy quarterfinals this week. I had the Dolphins defense against him in 1. And he had the Dolphins' defense against me in the other. We were both just seeing them rack up points after points.
It was both great and depressing at the same time.
It was really hard.
did both the Dolphins' defense teams win?
Yeah,
they got 22 points. Yeah,
and I know that the Dolphins have injury issues. Most teams, but they're missing 9 starters. But Bradley Chubb. Like 3.5 sacks this week, like he came good. But
it's the Jets, and they've got the worst offensive line in football probably ever.
I think you'll find the worst offensive line in football's in the other dressing room.
I think Salah might be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
I think you're right now.
Yeah.
I think it's a big shame.
We'll have him back at the Niners.
Yeah. Well, he should come back.
He'll come back.
I don't think you need him. You've got
Steve
Wilkes.
They won't make him the defensive coordinator. They'll just make him something else, won't they?
Assistant head coach.
Yeah. Bring him back.
If he could get a defensive coordinator job elsewhere, he'd be fine.
He will.
And he'll then get another chance at head coach where he doesn't have a megalomaniac podcast guy as his pretend offensive coordinator on the side.
What I feel really bad for, the fact that, all right, he had to accept Aaron Rodgers coming in, whether it's through choice or not. Personally, I think if you got the option of bringing in Aaron Rodgers, I think you're happy about
it. You go with it.
But then he never got any of the benefits from it.
No.
Any of the benefits.
4 snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 snaps if you include his Achilles.
Yeah.
Right, Chiefs then. Now, I do not enjoy watching the Chiefs at the moment.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Really hard work watching them. You know, Mahomes looks frustrated. He doesn't look like...
He doesn't trust his receivers, does he?
No, it's just messy. It's all messy.
Tony had another drop.
Yeah. For an interception as well. That was ridiculous. Yep. He looked proper pissed after that, didn't he?
Yeah. Kelsey. Injured. The only thing I saw really injured. Kelsey was
the drop.
The flop.
Yeah.
Kelsey
5 catches for 28 yards.
That killed me.
It is the Patriots. Yeah. It's a good. The Patriots defense is doing its best.
It is,
to keep
the Chiefs offense is meant to be, you know.
But it's not
electric,
this year.
It's not. No. You look at the
Edwards Hilaire played really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still only got 13 carries for 37 yards. Good in the catching game, but nothing in the running game.
No.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, Pacheco's out, isn't he?
Yeah. No one's winning on the Pats at the moment. No.
Like I say, the Chiefs have got an easy division. They'll get into the playoffs easy.
Yeah, yeah. They've been in the playoffs. But
they're not going to be number 1 seed, are they?
No. So, no. I think they will be, no.
So that'll be tougher for him this year.
Well, we don't know. We've never seen Patrick Mahomes play a playoff game away from home.
No.
It's always gone through our head.
Yeah, the 2
So that will be interesting this year. Ravens. Yeah. Yeah, maybe they'll catch him. Yeah.
And the Browns are currently at 9-5. They're in the 5th seed because
I want them to get in. Just want to see playoff Joe Flacco.
Oh, we all want to see playoff Joe Flacco.
I want them to get in. I want the Browns to have to play the Ravens.
Oh yeah,
divisional game in playoffs.
No, but just for Flacco to go back.
No, but we hate divisional games in playoffs, don't we? We hate it.
Yeah,
it plus if they've got the number, maybe second round, not first round. But I think the Bengals are now a poor team at the moment. Like you don't really want the Bengals to get in.
I don't think the Bengals are poor. They're not the same Bengals, but
I think they're quite entertaining at the moment.
The sad thing is, I worry. We might lose the Jags. I don't worry. I fucking hate the Jags, but they're just stalling at the wrong time with the Bills.
The Bills will get in, won't they?
Bills will get coming good, and the Colts looking like they can pull sneaky wins. I don't know what their schedule's like.
The Colts have got Falcons
win.
Raiders
win.
Texans
well
at home.
So for the Jags to go out, the Texans need to overtake them in the division, don't they?
Yeah.
So is that what you're thinking is going to happen?
No.
Were you saying that they don't win the division, but they don't have a good enough record for a wild card?
Yeah, I'm not sure they will.
I'm saying the Colts might overtake the Jags.
Yeah, that's what I'm
Jags.
Saying. Yeah, the Colts as well.
I think the Colts will overtake the Jags, and then I think the Bills will overtake the Jags in the wild card.
Really tight divisions, aren't there, in the AFC?
Because
the Bills could still catch the Dolphins.
Could, yeah.
The Dolphins lose to the Cowboys this week, and the Bills win. There's only one game between them then.
Mm. Yeah.
Jags are at the Buccaneers, home to the Panthers, and then at the Titans.
One or two.
They might
lose to the Titans.
Yeah. But if they don't have Lawrence...
I think they'll lose this week. I think they'll lose away at the Bucs.
Yeah, I'd probably. Agree. Well, yep. The way they're playing at the moment,
I think they'll finish 9-8.
Might be enough, but I'm not quite sure.
It's tight.
It can be tight. It's really fun. This is the fun part of the season.
Well, the extra game has made it more entertaining, hasn't it?
So. Yeah, I know it's purely for money, but actually, an unintended consequence has been that it's made the season last longer and more fun. The best of the Bengals, they beat the Vikings. Which Jake Browning took great pleasure in, reminding them that they shouldn't have cut him.
Jake Browning beat Case Keenum.
Nick Mullins. Case Keenum was at the Texans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was playing somewhere. Yeah.
Case Keenum won. Remember this.
How'd you like those pancakes?
Jamar Chase got injured. He's now week to week.
Did you see the T. Higgins catch, though?
Oh, so good.
That guy just got himself
on my bench.
Yeah.
Wanker.
It's any consolation. I had Jordan Addison on my bench.
Yes, you did.
6 receptions, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. Yeah. I was not happy.
But still won.
Still won, but I was still like, I could come back.
I left the count on the bench on both leagues as well.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, but I've got Ingram, who's had a really great year. Yeah,
no one to throw at. Lawrence, I just don't.
Lawrence was playing at the start.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. He's banged up, isn't he?
Running back Ty Chandler for the Vikings.
Yeah.
Everyone's been going on about Alexander Mattison. It's like, where's this guy come from? Because 23 carries, 132 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because Mattison's been shit all season.
Yeah, so why are we only just seeing Ty Chandler?
Well, I've had him in a couple of fantasy thinkers. I bought in Alexander Mattison early.
And he was terrible.
And he was all awful. And so you pay attention, then you look at the stats, you're like, yeah, this guy's much better. But they're still, I mean... It's just a massive downgrade.
Dalvin Cook, not one of the biggest fall from graces we've seen in ages.
Yeah.
Like, where did that come from? Like, I know he had a bit of an injury, but it wasn't like career ending. But then he's just turned into a fucking nobody at the Jets.
Yeah, but then he's gone to the Jets.
No offensive line. Everyone knows
him. Yeah, but they don't even fucking run him. They've got Breece Hall. They've got fucking whoever else. There's fucking loads of running backs there.
The first few weeks when they had Breece Hall injured, Dalvin Cook wasn't making any making any moves. Actually, I think he made a couple of fumbles as well. Like
who was the running back they had at the Jets last year who was still there? Who actually did okay as well?
Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it feels like they've brought in, once again, players to feed the hype of winning now.
Well, like 2 years ago, Dalvin Cook was like a top 10 fantasy player.
And now last year he was.
That's what I mean. And now he's like nobody, literally a nobody.
Well, they apparently were trying to trade him before, but no one wants him because he's too expensive. And what have you done for me lately?
Bit of a dick.
Yeah. And of course, he could be facing a big suspension. So yeah, the Colts in the seventh seed at the moment. They are also 8-6. This week they beat the Steelers. They made Trubisky's life horrible, so much so that he's now been dropped Mason Rudolph.
All right, he had a bad game, but do we really think he's better that Mason Rudolph is better than Trubisky? Like what?
I think this is Christmas marketing.
The fans were chanting for Rudolph. You give him Rudolph.
Are you telling me that like Rudolph plays like at Christmas every year? He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You don't think somebody in marketing's gone fucking roll out Rudolph?
I don't think Mike Tomlin.
You don't think your big man upstairs went roll out Rudolph?
No, I don't think he did. I think if he did, he'll go down in history. Mike Tomlin told him to fuck off.
But yeah, Mike Tomlin is...
Mike Tomlin's nose would go red.
Yeah. Apparently as well, like there are rumours that Mike Tomlin is getting a hot seat.
I saw some fucking crazy stat that said they've won like 4 playoff games in 16 years under Mike Tomlin or something like that. The year they won the Super Bowl, and then after that they've like not won.
No, they don't win. They've lost the in like years. In they've like, lost the Jags.
I don't know, John, look it up. But the number... How many playoff games has Mike Tomlin won? It's under 10 in 16 years.
They were saying on Pro Football Talk this morning that he could be either the Steelers get sick of him or he just gets sick of the Steelers. Can you look at everything that happens at the Steelers? He's one of those coaches that gets more out of his players than he probably should. Yeah. But you look at that team they put together, there's what?
Deontay Johnson.
Or George Pickens over him. On the, who else on the offense would you take? In fantasy.
Oh, in fantasy, none. Oh. I'd take none of them.
The G Harris looks just awful.
So that's not on Tomlin. There's a GM there picking the offensive line's been terrible. On the defensive side of the ball, they've obviously got TJ Watt. Good. Minka Fitzpatrick, decent.
Yep.
What else have they got? This isn't a good roster.
No.
And he's getting more out of the roster than
that division's got tougher. That division used to be turd.
Because you used to have the Ravens and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Because the Bengals and Browns are both dire. Yeah. The Bengals and Browns now are good. The Ravens are still good, and the Steelers are probably the fourth in that division. Realistically, if Joe Burrow is fit,
Ty Smith's having a good season. He's had a big deal.
He's old, isn't he?
He's not well. Yeah. It's. I mean, but look who's around him. Like Patrick Peterson still playing. Yeah. Fuck off.
That's what I'm saying.
So, he won the Super Bowl in 2008. How many playoff games has he won since then?
I'm going to say, well, you said 4, didn't you?
I think it was about 4. 5.
Five.
Yeah. So that's since the Super Bowl win.
Since the Super Bowl win.
2008.
So that's what I'm saying. So this would be the 16th season or whatever, and he will have won 5 games. In 16 years.
In 2010, he lost in the Super Bowl to the Packers.
So there's at least 2 playoff wins there.
Yeah.
He then lost to the Peyton Broncos in the divisional game. He lost in the championship game to the Pats the year after.
And can't have won any then since like 2011.
Yeah. That's 2016 was the last time he won a playoff game. He's lost.
That's the Steelers.
Yeah,
he's not Big Ben. I know it was the end of Big Ben. But
he's not had a losing season, but they've only been to the playoffs 3 times since then. So they lost to the Jags in 2017.
Do you know what he is?
The Browns.
Do you know what he is?
And
he's the modern day Jeff Fisher.
No, not having that.
Over the last 8 years,
I'm not having that.
7-7.
7-7. He's currently 7-7. 9-8. 9-7. There was a 12-4 in 2020 when they started off shit hot. Then 8-8. 9-6.
Did have Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And
Brian Bell.
Yeah.
The 3 Bs.
Also, I'd say look at the personalities he's had to coach.
Yeah.
When they're at the Steelers, they were good. As soon as they've gone elsewhere, I include Juju Smith-Schuster in this.
Yeah, but it's an interesting one. So that is a long time without much success.
I think it's...
It's mad when you actually... I saw this random post and I was like, that can't be fucking right. I was like, that's fucking mad.
The playoffs is a one-off game, two, maybe three games. He's shown form for a whole season, each and every year.
The playoffs is what matter, isn't it?
Got to get there still, haven't you? If you've got a coach that's not getting
once you're there, that's what matters.
Yeah. I'd rather have Tomlin in charge.
How many years have we as 49ers fans fucking watched us, you know, get to the playoffs? Green Bay, how many times have they got to the playoffs and then done nothing?
Yeah. No, I agree.
It must be fucking heartbreaking.
And Green Bay...
Like John sits there as a Giants fan. They've been fucking shit, yeah, for most of the last 15 years. But they won two Super Bowls. So he don't give a fuck, does he?
No, I don't.
No, but it's true.
I agree with you. All I'm saying is, if you get
we've played amazingly well for fucking loads of the last 6-7 years. We won nothing.
If bear in mind, there's going to be what did we work out? 8, maybe 9 head coaching vacancies.
Yeah.
If Tomlin's on the market, are you telling me you don't go for him?
I like him. Yeah.
Would the Steelers turn down a first
Chargers
pick?
With Herbert?
Why not?
Oh, I love it, John. Love it.
He could probably take his pick. Commanders, go and build an organisation.
Oh, fuck that.
Why not?
New organisation.
Why not? Oh, man, that's a broken organisation. That'd take a long time to fix that. Belichick's not going, mate. I will put £5 on that right now.
I'll tell you,
Matt. Accord.
Another one. I don't know how many bets I've made this year. I've only been on about 4 shows. I've made at least 4 bets.
We never settle, do we?
No.
Yeah. But
only because Paul normally loses and he fucking, so he's a banker, he don't want to give us any fucking money.
So 17 years Tomlin's been there.
That's what I'm saying.
But how Bill Cowher was there for 15 years.
Yeah. They've had 3 coaches since the 60s.
Like, is it just time to
move on?
For him to move on?
He's
not an old man.
No, he's in his 50s now. He's got another 15 years in him, say.
Yeah.
Maybe more if you're going down the Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick route. If he's going to make a move to another team whereby he wants to set up another legacy, now's probably the best time to do it because the Steelers are in some sort of middling...
Constant.
Middling, I don't know what, but...
It feels like they're having an identity crisis, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not going to go anywhere... And is Kenny Pickett your quarterback?
Well, the thing is as well that you're stuck with people like Pickett because you have Mike Tomlin. You're never going to be shit enough to get
a top
guy unless you trade away your first round pick. And generally, like the Steelers do quite well with their picks,
and they generally don't sign big free agents.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not going to rule it out.
I'm not going to rule it out. It's going to take a brave GM to go get on the phone call to Rooney and go what can I get for what's going to take to get Tomlin out, but actually it won't be the dumbest move because sometimes you just need to move on.
But if I'm sitting there with Art Rooney and someone's going, all right, I'll give you a second round pick,
Panthers,
yeah,
Tepper's. I'd go to the Panthers. No, Tepper's a twat, but
that would put me off.
Yeah,
based on what's gone down with Frank Wright, there, I'll be like, nah, I don't want to. I don't want to interfere in that much.
But Tomlin.
I heard people saying Frank Wright should be taken to the Eagles to work with Hurts.
Yeah,
why not? Whether he'd go back there?
No, but
well, it's not like he left on.
Sometimes they take people on, don't they, for playoff runs?
Yeah,
yeah. They did last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, why not? Unless it's going to cost him money, but I'm sure he's still get paid by his...
He's probably getting paid whatever happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fully guaranteed, aren't they, coaches?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. A bit of a side note, but yeah, let's see on that one.
Yeah,
so, Chasing Pack, Texans, they are 8-6. They are the 8th seed at the moment. They beat the Titans in the clash for who gets to keep the Oilers' name.
I don't think it was that clash, was it?
No.
You just made that up, didn't you?
But it should be. Like,
there's been lots of things said about it.
It's a shitty thing for the Titans to
Titans
do.
Titans not should be should not be able to use the Oilers fucking thing in Houston.
I don't know. I saw different things about this because obviously they were the Houston Oilers, but they moved.
Yeah.
You know, so actually they are that franchise.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So I've got no legitimate problem.
I've
got no problem with them wearing the Oilers uniform, but not when you're playing in Houston. That's just fucking that's
disrespectful.
Shitty. Yeah, that's just taking the piss.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they got beat just for that.
Yeah, exactly. Same. Stroud still out. I don't think he's going to play this week either.
I've heard he's not playing this week.
And the injuries are piling up for what?
I think that's
it's a good starting lineup, but it's limited.
I think that's the problem, is that Stroud's out, Nico Collins is out, Tank Dell's out.
Yeah. Dalton Schultz was fucking great.
That's your passing game.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz turned up.
And Devin Singletary had a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has two a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Case Keenum playing at quarterback in the year of our Lord, 2023. Like,
Ryan Mallett will be back soon.
Yeah.
The rate we're going through quarterbacks.
Fuck you now. So the Bills, also at 8-6. We've talked about the Bills. The Steelers, 7-7. They've lost, I can't remember his first name, but Kazi to suspension for his hit on Michael Pittman, which I can understand, like, ejecting from the game, because it was...
It's not his first time, though, is it?
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't think it was that bad a hit.
He got very low. The problem is, I think, when you've got a player that's diving and he's in midair and can't protect themselves.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, all you had to do was touch him down.
Back, yeah. There's no need for it.
So that I think that's the problem, because I've seen some people again saying he got low, he led with his shoulder, what's he supposed to do? The quarterback shouldn't have thrown a shit pass to put the receiver in that position.
That's what Tom Brady said.
Yeah, I saw all this. But at the end of the day, he didn't need to do it. He saw him fucking doing a Superman dive.
I think that's the thing.
And he could have fucking just touched him down.
Egregious. He didn't have to dive onto him. He just had to literally put a hand on him.
Yeah.
That plays over.
That's it. The Broncos, 7-7. So they've been resurgent after their early season woes, but actually, it was a bad loss this week.
This was the Gary Bowl, wasn't it?
It was the Gary Bowl.
Lions beating Broncos.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Your two favourite teams.
Do you know what? It's not about, like, who I don't like or do like. It's just like... No, but... honestly, like, fucking hell, man. Like, you guys just...
No, but these are the two teams that you just, you know, you're not on board with. That's all.
It's not even that... I enjoy watching the Lions. I'm just like, I'm not going to just go and suck Dan Campbell off because he made a speech like you lot. Do you know what I mean? So, like... No, honestly, that's what you were like. Oh, look at him on Hard Knocks. Ooh. And like,
he was playing Hard Knocks.
But you fucking just get a grip, boys. That's all I'm saying. Like, they're playing some good football. They've got some really good, exciting players. You know, good wide receivers. Their running back core looks good. Jared Goff's being managed well. So, yeah, it's good to see. I've got no drama with it. Just fucking calm yourselves down, boys. That's all I'm saying. Russell Wilson is fucking done.
He's not. He's having a really good year.
Average at best. Peyton's still balling him out on the sidelines.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not as good. He's not as good.
He's not totally
washed up, but he's not Russell Wilson. He's not the Russell Wilson he was.
He's not moving around as much.
Because he's 5 years older.
He's 5 years older, but and coming off some injuries. But like his long ball to like Cortland Sutton is still one of the most beautiful things in the NFL.
Also, Cortland Sutton was having a real good season.
Yeah. Yeah,
finally, which is good to see. Yeah.
They've unlocked...
Because he was a talent, wasn't he?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Judy's coming back a bit as well.
Yep. Yes, since he got balled out by Steve Smith on the sideline.
It's quite good to have a 1-2 punch and Judy.
Nice. you've been trying to wait for that one.
That one way. Yeah.
The Raiders are still at 6-8. They suck, but they aren't as bad as they were. And yeah, they're coming off an epic win. And the Chargers, they suck. And if they make the playoffs, I'll French kiss Gary.
How are these two teams still in the
running? An epic loss at the Raiders.
17 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just, yeah.
So the Patriots, Jets and Titans now are officially out.
Yeah. Yep. Bad for Vrabel, that is.
He's got enough kudos there.
He'll be fine, but it's a bad season.
If I was Vrabel, I'd be looking to leave.
Gone. step down. Fuck it.
Next year's a tough year for the Titans, I think.
I think you're right.
Hello, Chargers. Yeah, no, I'll do it.
Hello, Patriots.
Yep.
He wants the Patriots job, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I don't think they should.
I don't think it'll be available.
No. Well, there you go.
Are you just saying this to wind Griff up as he listens?
No, I want your £5.
Schefter.
I mean, that's fair, but
I think Pelissaro and Schefter been tweeting the last couple of days that they're going for contract talks. So, yeah.
Lunacy.
They're going to get a GM.
They're going to
say to him, you're going to have a GM, mate.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to have a GM because we're building something for beyond you. Yeah. So here's a GM, but we still think you're an amazing coach, so you're staying.
Yeah.
Worry about the coaching. Let us worry about the roster.
Yeah. That's worked out really well.
Yeah, because they've got no quarterbacks left now, have they? Because they've all been taken off their practice squad. Will Greer's gone now as well.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Bailey Zappe. Yeah. Where's
they've got two now. I think they've got two quarterbacks now.
Zappe and what?
And Mac Jones. That's it. That's it, because they've all been taken off their practice squad. They've got seven people on the active roster that can play special teams, but they've got no quarterback three.
Yeah,
well done, Bill.
It's mad. And it's so bad.
The roster's awful.
The roster's terrible.
Yeah, well, they'll bring in a GM then, won't they?
Bring in a GM, that could help.
His defensive coaching. Well, and you'd think Bill Belichick, you know, they can move up, get a quarterback or whatever.
Do you really think Bill Belichick wants to be managed by someone?
Bill Belichick will be there next year, and I'll take your five English pounds.
Whilst there is the number one winningest head coach thing still available, I don't think he wants to quit. So, yeah, or maybe. So, fine. Elsewhere, Aaron Rodgers is not coming back. Now the Jets won't make the playoffs.
Shock.
They've activated him off IR.
Yeah, and he's gone, oh no, it still hurts a bit. Yeah, I don't really fancy doing it.
Funny how that happened as they go out of the playoffs.
Yeah, no.
Well, he was never going to play if they weren't going to qualify for the playoffs.
It's not a stupid decision.
Yeah, it's an actually sensible decision.
But
it means he'll play next year because he won't want to go out like this.
It means he is now saying he's going to play beyond next year. So he had a 2-year contract, but he's now saying, oh, you know, I don't see my career ending in 2024.
A lot depends on what happens next year.
Hopefully, it would be funny if another 4 snaps and then another snap. I'd laugh for weeks.
If Salah does go, which I think he will.
Yeah.
Who does Aaron Rodgers replace him with?
Hackett, is that what you're thinking?
Why would you think?
I knew what you were thinking. You were just putting it out there, weren't you? Baiting us.
I mean, if Salah loses his job, Hackett instantly becomes favourite because they are trying to do whatever they can to keep Aaron Rodgers happy. And Randall Cobb's too young to become head coach.
He's not.
No. I don't like...
God knows.
Yeah.
Somebody that will work with him.
Sad. He's not going to take a young bloke, though, is he? He's not going to take...
No, that's what I'm saying.
He's not going to take Ben Johnson or thing. He's going to want his own guy.
Yeah.
Someone who's going to, isn't looking to be.
So it's Hackett then.
Yeah, it's Hackett, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great.
Great for Jets fans.
Patriots might bounce back.
Teddy Bridgewater is going to retire at the end of the season. He's going to coach high school football.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Could have been a much better player if he hadn't got injured at the start of his career.
His knee back time.
Shame.
Really bad Shame. As well.
Yeah.
Good but still. You know, decent enough career as a backup.
Yeah, he's had an okay career. He did come back, didn't he? Yeah.
He did come back.
So
he was fine at the Saints. Yeah. Not bad.
I'm sure he's made enough money, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, fair play. But it's a shame we didn't get to see the best of him.
Yeah. And elsewhere, the Falcons are dropping Ridder for the second time. They're bringing back Heinicke for the play against the Colts. So get your money on the Colts.
They've got to stop all this fucking dropping quarterbacks starting. Too many teams have done it this year.
Tell you what the Falcons have to start doing, running the fucking football.
Yeah. It's what they're good at. Yeah. It's the only thing they're good at.
Yeah, you've got Patterson and
B.J. Robinson.
Algier. Just fucking run it all the time.
And on the best defensive lines in football.
And then try and throw the ball 10 yards to Kyle Pitts, and you might be all right.
Yeah. Drake London is great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He's never had a quarterback to play with. But, yeah, you've got three good running backs or running options, you want to call Patterson that. A good offensive line. Arthur Smith, who made a career off the back of Derek Henry.
Has a terrible moustache.
Yeah, and
Well, if you're worth billions, you don't give a shit about that shit.
It's just, I reckon he's done enough to keep his job, don't they?
Yeah.
For next year.
Yes, I did hear that, but I don't believe it.
Well, I'm only telling you what I heard.
Yeah.
So, should we look ahead to the Christmas games?
Yay.
So, we have, I mean, we have an NFC South team on the first night of football. Apologies, guys. It's the Saints at Rams.
Oh, God.
The thing is, the Rams are fun to watch.
Yep. Stafford and Kupp are back.
And Puka Nacua.
Yeah, and Puka Nacua. Good running back as well. Can't remember his name. Young guy.
Yeah,
Williams.
Something like that.
Kevin Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
I do get some things right.
Yeah. Occasionally. Like a stop clock.
Yeah. But yeah. And then we have Saturday games again.
Whee! My wife did not say.
So.
It's only two this week, though.
9:30. Bengals at Steelers.
Good game.
Good game. Because they're
two shit teams.
Two teams that hate each other as well.
Yeah.
Could be nasty.
Feisty.
Yeah.
We could see Rudolph swinging.
Yeah.
Could see Rudolph knocked out.
Yeah.
Bills at Chargers. So.
Whitewash.
Yeah. That could they're going to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really not worth staying up for.
No. And as well, like the Bills' defense was brilliant against Dak. How are they going to be against Easton Stick? And the one person he has to throw to.
Well, Keenan Allen's questionable.
Oh, well, that's not great.
Then again, if you're the Chargers, and if you play for the Chargers and you're coming into either a contract year or at least a year where you know there's going to be a rebuild, i.e. you could be cut, I'd be like, yeah, I'm questionable as well. I'm not getting fucking injured for that team. I think you can see a few players do the same.
Well, yeah. That's why the rumours about Zach Wilson the other week were not exciting, because he knows he's not there next season. Why is he going to get injured to try and help Aaron Rodgers appear in the playoffs? Yeah. So, Sunday. Any of the Sunday games? Because I'm not going to lie, there's one at 9:30 that stands out quite a bit. Obviously, it's Cowboys going Dolphins. To Miami. Yeah.
Yeah, I might watch that one.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve football.
Yeah,
it's going to get any better than that. That is pretty good, isn't it?
I mean,
Christmas Eve is a great night. Few beers, bit of cheese and some port and some football. That sounds fucking epic.
I mean, the only thing better is Christmas Day football when my family's got to bed and I'm there with cheese, some port, watching.
We're basically the members of Keen broken up.
I mean, the games aren't great, but. And it is sad to ruin my Christmas by watching the Giants lose at Eagles.
No, if you want to stay up late, you've got one heck of a game.
Ravens 49ers to finish. That is
1:15 a.m. kickoff.
How much whiskey will you have had by then, Jim?
I'll be at the in-law, so not very much.
Oh, right.
Yeah, slightly drier Christmas. Yeah.
In Ireland?
Yeah, I know. They're one of these.
A bit religious.
They buck the trend, yeah.
Wow. Bad
choice. I don't know what to say.
I'll just maybe stay. Have you ever seen the film Home Alone?
Mm-hmm. So, any of the games other than
Cowboys, Dolphins is the obvious one.
Lions, Vikings.
It could be a good game.
I mean, light important for the Lions.
You would not be surprised to see the Vikings win it.
I wouldn't.
In Minnesota.
Not.
Good defense in the cold.
It's a great defense
in the cold.
It's an indoor stadium.
It's still cold though.
Yeah,
turn the air on.
To be fair, Detroit's not exactly the warmest place in the world.
No. In terms of like implications, Browns, Texans.
There's a lot of games with implications.
Yeah, they all have now, haven't they?
Apart from the Commanders Jets.
Commanders Jets has no implications.
Nobody cares about that.
And Cardinals Bears,
but that you know what? The Cardinals are—they've got Murray back, Connor's back. They look like an okay team again in the last three or four weeks.
I like the Cardinals. I think they're actually playing all right.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. The last three or four weeks, they look a bit better.
They still ran for over 200 yards against the 49ers.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't play Connors because they were playing the Niners, and then literally within about fucking 2 minutes, Connors had gone in for a fucking touchdown. I was just like, Fucking Breece Hall, who I got off Jim, who I traded for off Jim, got me 2 points.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Fucker.
Yeah, that was bad. And the Bears. Can we mention the Bears?
Their
Hail Mary loss to the Browns. Despite the fact that the Browns outplayed them, they were brilliant. Like, basically, they just picked off Flacco three times. One of which got him a touchdown. I think the other one's like,
I think it's a field goal.
Field goal.
The Bears have been playing so well.
This was a bad backward step.
You'd almost say, they'd have beaten the Browns, you know. They'll keep Eberflus. I'm not going to rule it out, because actually they have been playing very well the last couple of weeks. But yeah, that was Darnell Mooney had it in his hands.
Yeah. He was just lying on the bizarre thing was he was lying on the floor as they patted the ball down. They patted it down. It wasn't like it was forced. It sort of rebounded off someone's hands. He went into his chest, and then he kicked it into the air somehow, where the defender was just able to run it out the end zone and drop on it. It was the most Bears loss I've ever seen, where they could have stole a win, and it would have been completely stolen because the Browns were so much better. But also, it's quite Browns to be up. To have a situation where you're counting on an interception on a Hail Mary to win a game you've dominated. I mean, it's just funny. I mean, sorry to any Bears fans.
Brian did not look like he enjoyed it, did he?
No. I love talking to Brian. I only really talked to Brian in person on draft night. And he's an absolute fountain of knowledge, really, really smart.
And he will not be having a dry Christmas, I can guess that.
Really won't be, no,
well, especially if he's having to fucking watch them play the Cardinals and they lose that. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Christmas Day games, it's technically starting off with Pats at Broncos, then Raiders.
That could be a good game, Pats Broncos.
Yeah. I mean, if you like seeing.
It'd be a tight game. Yeah, I don't think it'd be good quality football, it'll be a tight game.
Yeah, it'll go right to the end.
Yeah, but sometimes a tight game of football's okay, isn't it? Can't all be 42 to fucking 35, you know.
We didn't talk about the Panthers beating the Falcons 9-7.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
that. That was a tight game.
It was. Actually, and Bryce Young at the end looked good to get that drive, to get the
kick. It was a shit game.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to glitter a turd here.
Literally, yeah. The Panthers just can't wait for the season to end.
Yeah. But also, I just don't want to watch any NFC South. Ban them from the playoffs.
The Bucks are fine.
The Bucks are fine. They've got some talent, mate.
The Bucks are fine. But then NFC South teams or shit, like the Packers who can't defend anymore.
Like Mike Evans, did you talk about it last week? You know, his records that he's getting to now are fucking mad.
Oh, he is.
Especially with the quarterbacks he's played with. He had Brady for 2 years.
Three?
Two? Won the Super Bowl in the first year, then lost, and then
lost
retired.
The playoffs, no.
Yeah, 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Was it three?
Yeah.
So Brady with three. Before that, Winston.
Yeah. But Winston could lob it.
Yeah, I know, but still, he also lobbed it to the opposition a lot.
Yes, he did.
So to get to where he's got to is amazing, really.
He was always brilliant.
Yeah.
Loved him the minute he entered the draft. And you could see the type of receiver he was. He made Johnny Manziel look good. Because all of Johnny Manziel's highlights coming out of Texas A&M were froze to Mike Evans.
About 3 or 4 foot above his head.
Him mossing people. Yeah, and absolutely. Because
honestly, go back and watch those YouTube highlights because you will see Mike Evans catch everything. And it's like, that's
he still does.
Yeah, He's brilliant. I agree. He has been an absolute phenomenal wide receiver and he will be in the
Hall of Fame. So if you, if you picked a team out of that division, Chris Godwin, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you'd want to see that team. Yeah. And Baker can ball sometimes, can't he? Like,
I think Baker's had a great season.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Baker's perfectly passable.
He's got himself another contract. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bucks. Definitely.
The Bucks, you're not letting him go because you're not getting a high draft pick now next year.
No,
really.
Exactly.
You get into playoffs. I think he's
a cut above a bridge quarterback. I think he's better than that. Yeah. I think he's okay. He's better than Gardner Minshew, isn't he?
Let's not forget, he was good at the Browns.
He was, yeah.
Got them to the playoffs. He beat the Steelers in a playoff match in Pittsburgh. Took the Chiefs all the way. Next year, the whole team exploded. He carried on playing with an injury.
Then they dumped him.
And then they fucked him off because they went and got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But the reason he is where he is isn't because of him. It's because of Browns being a shit organisation.
What would he be doing on that Browns team now?
I'm sure he'd be great.
Oh, he'd be balling out. But... Yeah.
That Browns, I can't get over that. What they've done is fucking...
It's so Browns, isn't it?
Yeah. It's... Yeah. We'll see. So, standard questions. Hottest seat. Actually, we've been pretty good at good this year. We started off...
I've got one.
We started off with Matt Canada, who's gone.
Salah.
We've gone with... the Bills OC as well, who's gone. Salah. Staley's gone, obviously. He was been McDaniel, most weeks. Yeah. McDaniels has gone. You know, we've been pretty cool.
I'm going Salah.
It's a good shout.
It is a good shout.
I'm going Arthur Smith.
Honestly, I don't think he is. I think he's fine. They were shit last year. And they haven't added...
They've been 7-10 twice.
Yeah.
Shit.
So they've not
any improvements.
Yeah, but they haven't added much, really, have they? A poor quarterback.
They've got a good team. The only thing they're missing is a quarterback.
Yeah, but I think they'll do better. I don't think he'll go. I think he'll get another season. Salah's
emasculated.
And Salah would be my first choice, but you've already said him, so I'm getting off.
Joe Barry, who is the Packers' defensive coordinator.
Oh, fuck off.
They are. It was such a... Like... If it wasn't for the Chargers, it would have been the story of just how poor the Packers were. But unfortunately, the Chargers were that bad.
That's a good shout.
We'll let you have that one.
So Salah
is our choice then, yeah? Lovely.
Well, fine. But yeah, if you're listening, Duncan, let us know how you feel about Joe Barry. sweetest play of the week.
T. Higgins catch. It was amazing.
It was brilliant. Can I also mention Tyler Higbee's toe tap on the side? Because the toe tap was lovely. The throw from Stafford was like watching prime Stafford. Young Stafford. It was so good to see.
I love Stafford.
Stafford's brilliant. Like last year was sad.
Yeah.
To see him actually like being more Stafford this year has been just great. I like the Rams being actually good.
Rams are good.
Yeah. Like, if they get some actual players next season to go with, like...
Is your T. Higgins one the one where he leant behind him and put the ball up? Yeah, it's the T. Higgins one.
I'm only mentioning it just because the other ones, but yeah, the T. Higgins one was...
I was like, that's the best thing I saw all weekend.
That's
like
the best catch of the year.
Yeah, just the way he just, like, spun and just... Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, T. Higgins.
MVP of the week?
Somebody on the Raiders.
I was going to say James Cook.
Yeah, no, actually, that's a fair shout.
I'll give it to someone on the Raiders. They went from nothing to 63 points.
Fucking Raiders, and we hate them.
Isn't that just Easton Stick and Staley and just
Waddle was amazing this week.
Waddle was very good. Great. And Joku continues to have a good few weeks.
Jordan Addison was decent.
But.
I like your
I'm still going to say James Cook.
As most
all right, we'll go with James Cook. We'll let John have one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyway, that's it. So we'll leave you there. It's
nearly Christmas.
Nearly Christmas.
December.
Next time we speak, Christmas will be done. We'll be looking forward to 2024.
But if we see each other between now and 2024,
yeah. it is normally the one we miss is the one between Christmas and New Year. But
I'm off this year, so we'll see.
Exactly. And I mean, I'm working, but I'll be finished by two. So
we're back from Ireland on the 28th.
So Jim will be drunk. So, yeah, make it
drunk
up
that day. If we could do it Friday,
do it at Jim's.
We'll see. I mean, yeah.
So, Jim, if you cook, we'll come to you.
That's incentive.
Sold. Yeah.
Hey, we might even get a full house.
Ooh. Get the fire cage going, Jim. Christmas fire cage.
I did that last year.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner. I know, fire cage. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right, yeah. Sold. I think sold, we're, it's in my diary.
Yeah. Well, until we meet up next week and enjoy Jim's barbecue. It's on record now, it has to happen.
Yeah. Find someone that sells charcoal in the depths of winter then.
Got a load of logs.
That might work.
It's getting better and better. I'm looking forward to Christmas now. No, but it is. And that, if anything's going to actually mean we have five people turn up, yeah. Someone cooking is going to be
someone
it.
Someone brings some meat. I'll bring some logs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Paul brings his own logs.
Yeah, oh. Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. Hope you have a great time and watch some great football. But until then, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Cheers, guys.